Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Filley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McDonald. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim McDonald. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDonald, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald strikes out. There goes Esposito. The throw from White to second, and Esposito is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is hit by the pitch. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to third to double up Button. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Paul LaPom now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell bunts towards the mound. Lapham fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Paul Lapham. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Parnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.